local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And good afternoon to you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price in the studio with you, joined by Jake Walker. Jake, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I noticed WEAR, first of all, that was great because it gave you time to eat.
I know. That was so great. They gave me a whole 13 minutes to eat.
Yeah, no, that was pretty awesome. So definitely good how the stars aligned there, because it was like, okay, well, because I thought you were going to have to hustle, and then I'm like, no, okay, they're giving him time.
I still ate faster than I wanted to, so stay tuned for the burp news.
I called Sue Strawn. She said, I can give him 13 minutes. That's the best I can do.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All righty, getting into our top three stories here. The U.S. is preparing for a potential Iranian attack on Israel. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters that the U.S. is focused on de-escalating the situation in the Middle East. A guided missile submarine and aircraft carrier strike group have been deployed to the region as Israel braces for retaliatory attacks from Iran and its proxies following the assassination of senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. The Biden administration said Monday that an attack could come as soon as this week.
The Secret Service and Chicago officials are reassuring the public that they are confident in the security plan for the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Superintendent Larry Snelling says his department will be able to manage tens of thousands of people joining rallies and marches outside of the United Center. Street closures and parking restrictions started yesterday and continued this morning.
And man, we're going to be taking a walk down memory lane here. A judge is making a couple of rulings in the fraud trial of former Congressman George Santos.
Yes.
Set to start next month. I remember months ago, I'd hear that guy's name every day.
Yeah.
In a pretrial hearing, the judge ruled that the Santos jury, will be anonymous when jury selection starts September 9th. In addition, the judge ruled against having all potential jurors be questioned about their opinion of Santos. His attorneys wanted the questioning, claiming jurors could be unfairly influenced by all the attention that the case has received in the past. Santos has pleaded not guilty to charges, which include lying to Congress and defrauding campaign donors. He was expelled from Congress last year after only about a year on the job. And with that, exactly 4:15. So we will get our first quick check at the roads and weather here for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, it seems to be more of the same that we typically deal with at this hour. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups developing there. Same can be said for 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Blue Angel Parkway has a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road also. And Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. So we got a bit of a triangle of congestion there. That's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, we've got some very heavy congestion there. Same could be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Hurlburt Field, that area. And then it's going to be Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And as you continue westbound, passing Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard. Jake, how's the weather?
93 degrees right now, 54% humidity, no precipitation. Well, we got about 30% precipitation with the showers. But going into the weekend, 30% chance of showers on Friday, 40% chance on Saturday, and again, 40% on Sunday as well. Starting off the week next week, still in the high 90s and lows in the high 70s. And looks like, we're looking good. Oh, I want to give a good shout out to my boy, Tevin. It's Kevin with a T over in Navarre. And, as I call him, DJ Ghost Milk.
Okay.
So he's listening today.
Oh, I thought, okay. So you were just giving a shout out.
Just saying, okay. Hey,
I thought you were going to say, oh, shout out to him for this or that reason. Oh, but okay.
No,
it was
just
your homeboy
holding it down in Navarre.
All righty. Getting into some local headlines here. Pensacola's looking for public input on a historic redesign of downtown's Palafox Street. The new Palafox concept was announced by Mayor D.C. Reeves this morning. It would include brick paver work in intersections and pedestrian walkways, rumble pavers to slow down vehicle traffic, wider crosswalks, and the addition of more than 50 trees. You can see all the conceptual ideas online at thenewpalafox.com, and the city is looking for public input, so the design phase of the project will last through the winter, and the mayor expects the project to go out for bid and construction to begin sometime next spring. The estimated cost will be around $5 million, which would be funded through a partnership with FPL and downtown parking revenues.
Our local District 1 State Representative Michelle Salzman has been working across the state with other Republican candidates during their primary election campaigns. On Pensacola Morning News today, she said that she won't know what bills she can carry until she knows where she'll land within the party and hopes to continue working on health care initiatives.
And students in Escambia County, of course, went back to school yesterday, which means that school buses are obviously back on our roadways. Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says that everyone will need to be patient as they readjust, and that one thing you need to watch out for is to not pass a school bus with its lights on and stop sign out. There are bigger fines if you pass a school bus in a school zone or while on your phone. I really wouldn't recommend that. Hobbs stressed that this is also a good time for parents to remind their kids about things like not talking to or getting into a vehicle with a stranger.
Yes. Of course, how does Uber and Lyft and all that play into all? Because, you know.
Yeah, that depends on the age of the kid. Because if we're talking about like 17-year-olds, yeah, they may be using Uber. If we're just talking about like 8-year-olds, like need to be yelling stranger danger and hauling it the other way.
Yep. Well, the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command on board NAS Pensacola will be holding a change of command ceremony tomorrow. The event will see Captain Nicole Olson take over the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command from Captain Kimberly Toon. Naval Medical Forces Development Command Rear Admiral Walter Bradford. That is a title. Wow, that is so many words. Walter Bradford will serve as the presiding officer for the ceremony. The Navy Medicine Operational Training Command oversees 6 detachments and 18 training centers. I had to read this earlier, and it was just so much. They provide medical training for the Navy, other U.S. armed forces, and allied nations.
Yeah, if I have to read that story later, I'm honestly just going to say NMOTC. That's how it's spelled out with all the letters.
NMOTC.
So that's just how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, another wordy name, is asking folks to let them know if they see any wild turkeys, and not the booze. The FWC says that they're hoping to search 5,000 turkey sightings by the end of the month, or about 80% to their goal so far. It's part of a survey to determine wild turkey nesting success and population distribution. If you see a wild turkey, you can report it online at myfwc.com/turkey. Again, that's myfwc.com/turkey.
A Marine training helicopter made an unscheduled landing in a grassy field around Molino yesterday. It happened near the intersection of Highway 196 and Chestnut Road. The crew was later seen walking around the aircraft, which North Escambia reports had no obvious damage. It was removed by a truck a short time later.
All righty, 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some state headlines for you, and we do have a ticket giveaway right before the Fox News break, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me.
Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board, District 1. Because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him, he would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
525 on the nose here on Pensacola right now.
Pitched up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like the not chipmunk really, but like half chipmunk. They went half chipmunk on us.
All right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Speaking of Mobile Highway, we did have some issues there. If you were traveling towards the intersection with Michigan Avenue, still got some backups in that area. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Michigan. Also have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98. So be on the lookout for those few areas there. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, looking pretty rough right now. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, coming from the Mary Esther area, passing by Hurlburt Field, you're going to encounter a lot of congestion over there. And the last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
91 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour, humidity at 55%. Got a little bit of precipitation in the area, but it's moving on out. Should be clear for bands on the beach tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79. Going into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've got rain chances sitting around 40%. And otherwise, starting the week off next week, same, more of the same. High temperatures, 96 degrees, and high 70s for the lows.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into some state headlines here. A Central Florida hospital system is the first in the world to use a new blood testing technique to help patients with traumatic brain injuries. The emergency room at Orlando Regional Medical Center is able to run blood tests that will give doctors an idea of how bad an injury is within 15 minutes. The director of clinical research at Orlando Health, Dr. Linda Papa, says that the new process will revolutionize treatment by allowing the tests to take place on the sidelines of sporting events, in the military, and in the ambulance to screen patients. The blood test is currently only in use at the Orlando facility, but the developer, Abbott Laboratories, is hoping to expand to other hospitals nationwide.
Love it when you call me Dr. Papa. An anti-hate bill is at the center of an upcoming rally in Jacksonville. The Northside Coalition is planning to host a demonstration to show support. Oh, man, I cracked myself up. For the measure as city council members prepare to vote on it during tonight's meeting. The bill is designed to enhance penalties for people who commit hate crimes by enforcing fines of up to $10,000 or 1 year in jail. The organization says the city council should pass the order to further protect residents from those inciting violence and spreading fear. The measure will receive its final vote later today after it was struck down by two committees.
And Florida's Attorney General warning caregivers about an increase in drug overdoses involving teenagers. Ashley Moody is urging parents to talk to their kids about the dangers of drug use as millions of students start to head back to school. She says while Florida leads the nation in fentanyl-related seizures, there is a nationwide trend showing young people dying from substance abuse. The New England Journal of Medicine reports that overdose deaths among 14 and 18-year-olds has more than doubled after more than a decade of relatively stable numbers. A list of resources are available at doseofrealityfl.com. Again, that's doseofrealityfl.com.
Okay, on that, I saw something on TV just last night. I was sitting there with my wife, and we saw this, and it's a synthetic kratom that they've got in the stores now. You can buy it over the counter at any gas station or convenience mart. And, you know, if you take enough of that, you can't overdose on that and die. So there's just so many, especially with all the vape products and all of the things that you can find in these gas stations sometimes.
Yeah.
Kids, you know, they go to school and their friends have these things and, you know, they try them out and it's just very dangerous right now. Very dangerous climate.
For sure.
Definitely got to talk to your kids about that stuff.
And with some of those substances, a little bit does go a long way. It's 4:29 here. Wanted to go ahead and give away this pair of tickets we got here to Pensacola Little Theater's Incorruptible. It's from August 16th to the 25th. It's a dark comedy set in 13th century France where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrims and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. So typically what we do is the first person to text in a certain thing. Yesterday I said monk. Mm-hmm. Holy relic. The first person to text holy relic to 850-437-1620 gets this pair of tickets here. Again, that is 850-437-1620 to claim the tickets. First person to text holy relic. We will be giving another pair away next hour as well. So if you don't win here, you do have another chance to win just about an hour from now. But yeah, all right.
I can't wait for the autocorrect because, you know, your phone kind of learns you and how you speak. And
relic isn't a word used too often.
Yeah, usually after the word holy, it starts putting other words in there that I've used before. So,
hey, speak for yourself, man. Speak for yourself.
Oh, well.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Explosions rocking Tel Aviv today from rockets fired by Hamas from southern Gaza as Israel is bracing for Iran and its proxies to possibly launch a retaliatory attack for the recent killings of a Hamas leader and Hezbollah commander. Iran denying involvement in alleged cyber attacks against the Trump and Harris campaigns. The FBI investigating. More from Fox's Jillian Turner.
Cyber experts I've been talking to today say that they are actually able to trace the techniques used in these hacks and that they bear all the hallmark of Iranian attempted interference.
The producer price index rose 0.1% in July, suggesting inflation may be easing. Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassone.
We came in at 2.2% year over year. Expectation was 2.3%, and last month it was 2.6%.
U.S. markets closed up following the report with all three major indices rising. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day higher with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite leading the charge. The Dow was up 408 points, the S&P 500 gaining more than 1.6%, up 90, and the NASDAQ gaining 407 points. Shares of Baxter International gained ground today after the healthcare products company announced that it has an agreement to sell its kidney care business to a private equity investor, Carlyle Group, and that deal worth $3.8 billion. Shares of Baxter and After Hours currently up 1%. KFC is announcing its very own $5 deal as fast food chains work hard to lure back customers after skyrocketing prices kept them away. The deal is currently available nationwide. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is ruling SpaceX did in fact violate environmental regulations in releasing pollutants into bodies of water in Texas. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads and this horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. As we enter the college football season, I see three QBs who will be first-round picks for the 2025 draft. And those QBs are Carson Beck of Georgia, Shador Sanders of Colorado, and Quinn Ewers of Texas. If the 2025 draft wants to see six QBs go in the first round like the 2024 class had, then Miami's Cam Ward, Alabama's Jalen Milroe, and Connor Wegman of A&M need to have huge years. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights, open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights, open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary, Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse.
Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, what do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now, it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, had several spots of note. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we've still got some backups there. Same can be said about the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Mobile towards Michigan. We've got some heavy backups in that area still. Blue Angel Parkway has some backups traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And we've started getting that usual afternoon traffic on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be some heavy congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And let's see, Highway 90 still has a little bit. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, it's showing 88 degrees currently, so cooling down a little bit. Precipitation at 20%, humidity at 59% with those showers moving through earlier, and now the sun still being out, that humidity is going to jump up. We've got a low of 78 for the night. Wednesday, tomorrow, 96 for a high, 79 for a low. Heading into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, got rain chances around 40%. And starting off the work week next Monday, 95 degrees for a high and about 20% chance for storms.
All righty. Congrats to Donna. She won our first pair of tickets for today to Pensacola Little Theater's Incorruptible. That's going to be one of two pairs of tickets that we give away today. We do have another pair to give away just before our 5:30 Fox News break. So if you want those tickets, be sure to be listening out for that. Typically, we have people be like, okay, the first to send in whatever, and it typically has to do with the theme. So it had something to do with Holy Relic because that was the words used in the theme for Incorruptible. However, next hour, if you're listening and trying to win the tickets, the task for you to win them is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more interesting. And when I say a little bit, I mean very mildly so, but it's something I came up with and I'm pretty proud of it. But you're going to have to tune in for that. All right, just about 4:40 here, getting into some national headlines. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to visit North Carolina's capital city later this week. The Democratic candidate for president is set to stop by Raleigh on Friday to talk about her plan to boost the economy and prevent price gouging. Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, of course, were supposed to travel to the state last week, but the trip was postponed due to Tropical Storm Debbie.
Well, if Trump is elected in November, Governor Burgum might be in line to serve as his Secretary of State. Senator Kevin Cramer says based on his discussions with members of Trump's 2024 campaign, the governor could likely choose from any open cabinet position if he wanted to be in the administration. Well, that's pretty good. The senator says that Burgum has the ability to work across the aisle to get confirmed if support from Democrats was necessary.
Yeah. Doug Burgum, I think. And he was, if it's the same guy I'm thinking of, he was a VP candidate, right? He was a name in the hat when Trump was selecting his VP candidate, along with like J.D. Vance and Tim Scott.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug Burgum, yeah.
I don't know much about him, but I'm sure he's splendid.
I just remember the ads from that time. Yeah. From the, yeah.
Texas's near total ban on abortions is facing a new lawsuit today. Two women are suing after their doctors refused to treat their ectopic pregnancies in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the physicians were so intimidated by the risk that they could be jailed for violating the state's abortion law that they refused to perform even protected ones. A federal appeals court recently ruled that Texas hospitals cannot be forced to provide abortions even when a woman's life is in danger.
California lawmakers are bringing a bill back to the floor that would allow for early release of some felons from prison. The bill, which was shelved in a previous legislative session, would allow for the release of felons who have served at least 25 years of a life sentence since 1990. The rule would apply to convicted murderers as well. Serial killers and those who have killed police officers would not be eligible. A crime victims representative has sent a letter to the assembly asking members to vote no on the bill. It is unclear if and when the bill will come up for a full vote.
And earlier today, a group of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down the 405 freeway in West Los Angeles, keeping with the California theme here. The group, organized by If Not Now Los Angeles, marched into the lanes of the freeway, stopping traffic and creating a backup that stretched for miles. The action, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and a halt to U.S. military support for Israel, began at about 9 a.m. local time near the 405-10 interchange. California Highway Patrol officers escorted the protesters off the freeway. There were no reports of injuries or arrests. Wouldn't be the case if I was on the road. Let me tell you, if I were ever going to run somebody over, like purposely, I don't know, dude. If I had somewhere to be, I don't know. Well, just don't get in the roads, kids. That's what I'd say.
California.
Yeah, they know how to party.
To protest.
The party's pretty lame.
Well, an Ohio police officer is being charged for the murder of a black woman and her unborn child. The Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office says the white officer fatally shot 21-year-old Takiya Young.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, Takiya, in her car outside a grocery store last August. Body cam footage shows Young started to accelerate after Blinden Township Police Officer Connor Grubb and another officer asked her to exit the car on suspicion of shoplifting. Grubb fired one shot into the window, killing Young.
Oh, my goodness. Alrighty, 4:43 here. We'll tackle some sports headlines real quickly before traffic and weather. So we've got an Olympics update here. We touched on this story yesterday. The Romanian gymnast at the center of the Olympics gymnastics controversy will receive the floor exercise bronze medal this Friday. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee said it would reallocate the bronze medal to Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ruling found that the United States' inquiry over Jordan Chiles' score came after the one-minute deadline and reinstated her original score, bumping her down to fifth place. USA Gymnastics said that despite it having video evidence that shows the inquiry was requested in time, its appeal would not be heard by the CAS because rules don't allow for an arbitral award to be reconsidered.
Okay.
It's what?
Okay, first of all, what does arbitral mean? Arbitral?
I'm assuming it has to do with the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It has to do with that.
Okay.
Ties to that. But I don't know what arbitration means off the top of my head.
Words. They're hard.
Too many syllables.
Okay, so why, though? Like, okay, they have video evidence. They have receipts. They can say, hey, we have video evidence of us getting this.
If they have proof, why wouldn't you hear that out?
Right.
I agree.
What is the deal here?
Yeah.
No, what's up? What's that?
That's really weird. It says it's not clear if the medal Barbosu will receive in the ceremony in Bucharest will be the same one initially awarded to Chiles. I don't know. Let's see. What else is going on in sports, Jake?
Well, in the NBA, the schedule for this year's NBA Cup is out. The second edition of the league's in-season tournament will tip off November 12th. Opening week highlights include the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James and the LA Lakers taking on Victor
Wembanyama
and the San Antonio Spurs. Group play
it's like Mad Libs.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Group play will conclude December 3rd with the knockout rounds starting December 10th. The semifinal and championship games will once again be played in Las Vegas on December 14th and 17th. Is everything just going to be in Las Vegas now?
I don't know. There's a lot going on there. Yeah. I mean, it does. It seems like every time we turn around, particularly with sports, it seems like there's a lot of Las Vegas stuff. But hey, you know, it's a big city and a lot of people love to spend their money there. So, of course, that's where the big names are going
to
head.
Bachelorette party, go to Nashville. Anything else, let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather before we carry on with sports here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, why not call the Best of the Bay winner? That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10 still if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's looking pretty rough. Also have some starting to develop on Palafox Street if you're traveling southbound towards Cervantes closer to the downtown Pensacola area. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and still got some minor backups on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, 88. Oh, no, sorry. Just updated 91 degrees in Pensacola. Winds out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour. Humidity at 55%. Still got a little precipitation in the area, but it's moving out. Should be clear for bands on the beach tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79. Going into the weekend, we've got 30 to 40% chance of rain showers Friday through Sunday, and then starting off the week at about 20% chance of showers on Monday with a high of 96.
All righty. Let's see. Almost 447, so I'll go ahead and hit just a quick speed run of these last two sports headlines here. Yeah. L.A. Sparks forward Derica Hamby has filed a federal lawsuit against the WNBA and the Las Vegas Aces. Hamby alleges that she was subjected to repeated acts of intimidation, discrimination, and retaliation from the Aces organization following the reveal of her pregnancy, which led to her trade to the Sparks in January of 2023. And the Little League World Series kicks off tomorrow. 20 teams, including Staten Island, will take part in the 12-day series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The South Shore Little League, representing New York and the Metro region, will face the Mountain West, or the Mountain Region's Henderson, Nevada, on Thursday at 3 p.m. It's the fourth time Staten Island has made it to the Little League World Series. Meanwhile, the Yankees will also be in Williamsport this coming Sunday when they'll take on the Tigers in the MLB Little League Classic at historic Bowman Field.
So Hamby was taking on intimidation.
Yes.
Discrimination.
Yes.
Retaliation.
Yes, all the Asians in the world.
Ooh-wee! What up with that?
Health, business, and science notes here. The USDA will expand testing for bird flu and beef entering the nation's food supply. The decision comes as almost 200 herds of dairy cattle have contracted bird flu since March. USDA officials said that American beef and dairy products are still safe to consume. The department said the expanded testing will begin in mid-September. And according to the CDC, just over a dozen dairy and poultry workers have been infected with bird flu since April.
Why don't we get that testing going, like, right now?
I mean, well, yeah.
It sounds pretty serious. So we got birds getting cow flu and cows getting bird flu. Cigarette smoking in the U.S. is returning to an 80-year low. In a new Gallup poll released on Tuesday, 11% of U.S. adults said that they had smoked cigarettes in the past week. That matched the historic low measured in 2022. The smoking rate is now around half as large as a decade ago. In 1944, get this, the first Gallup poll about cigarette smoking found that 41% of American adults smoked. I'm surprised it's that low. Gallup says a major part of the continued decline in smoking rates is the dropping number of young adults who light up.
Hey, as All I right, said, that's... if I've mentioned it once, I've mentioned it a million times on the show. Those smoker commercials, dude, like, I grew up with those.
Oof.
Oh, man, I just saw one of them earlier, and it's rough.
Have you been to South America or any of those regions lately, like Peru or anything? If you buy a pack of smokes anywhere in that area, the packages of cigarettes themselves have pictures of rotten lungs and diseased faces. I mean,
oh gosh,
yeah, you cannot escape it there. I mean, they are serious about that. They want you to know.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Investors are anxiously waiting for the second inflation indicator after the first came in a little better than expected today. The producer price index looks at inflation from the perspective of manufacturers and suppliers of goods and services. It rose less than expected in July, and now the hope is the consumer price index will follow suit tomorrow. The CPI measures the actual prices consumers pay, and even with inflation rising year over year, its rate of growth has slowed, giving some hope that it will eventually start to drop.
Ford and Mazda are issuing do not drive warnings covering more than 457,000 vehicles that contain Takata airbags. Ford's warning covers 2004 to 2012 model year cars that were part of previous recall campaigns. It also includes Lincoln and Mercury cars. Mazda's warning covers previously recalled model year 2003 through 2015 vehicles. Owners of them are urged not to drive them until the defective airbag is replaced. 27 people in the United States have been killed by the defective Takata airbags, while at least 400 people have been injured by them.
Yeah, I'd say that's quite a pressing issue. I mean, almost 30 deaths. If you can rule that, because I mean, I'm assuming these happen in some sort of physical altercation between vehicles. So if you can confirm, yeah, it's the airbags that played a role in it. I mean, my goodness. Alrighty, just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, we got a few pop culture notes for you, followed by some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:53 here. We'll get a couple of pop culture notes for you before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with the MTV Video Music Awards, they're being pushed off a day to avoid a presidential debate conflict. When Kamala Harris and Donald Trump face off for the first time on ABC on September 10th, they'll no longer have to compete with the VMAs. The producers are rescheduling the award show for September 11th at Long Island's UBS Arena. MTV is also announcing the first group of performers, including Chappelle Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
Okay, so I said both wrong. Got it. Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift leads the field, of course, with 10 VMA nominations, including for Video of the Year, Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
Okay, so can I ask you real quick?
Sure.
Is this... Does this say something about where we are right now in our society? Is this indicative of, you know, okay, the MTV Video Music Awards used to be the biggest thing. I mean, like, I remember, especially with my wife, she just would just plan on this night. People would come over to the apartment, we'd party and watch the Video Music Awards. And now it's like, well, we don't want to get in the way of this presidential debate with something as silly as the Video Music Awards.
Well, see, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how often the Video Music Awards have like clashed with a presidential debate. And it's the first debate between these two. If that were a thing in the past, I don't know if the VMAs would have surrendered.
Yeah. Also the date too, September 10th, September 11th. It's like,
just pushed it off a day.
It's a weird, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's a very solemn day, or I don't know. It's a very, you know, a day of remembrance for September 11th. So
right,
you've got that plan. It's a very, I don't know. It's just it struck me as weird because I'm thinking
that's a strange choice of day too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, but anyway, people are going to definitely tune into this debate. I think it's going to be very, very important, and I'm not even really thinking about the Video Music Awards, you know?
Yeah, so it's dropped off. MTV gets a lot of hate for how much it's not what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, if they could just play videos again, that'd be awesome. oh man, I used to stay up and watch, like, you know, VH1 hits all night, you know, videos all night.
VH1
videos.
I remember. Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing, even in my time period, I remember when that like would be a reliable music channel.
Yeah. Well, actress Lindsay Lohan, talking about throwbacks here, is back on the set with Jamie Lee Curtis for a Freaky Friday sequel. Lohan announced the new movie will be called Freakier Friday, which Never mind.
Guessed that.
The duo is still in the middle of shooting. Curtis hinted there might be a lot of music in the new movie, leading some to believe that Lohan's movie band could be getting back together. The movie is slated to hit theaters next year.
All right. Just past 4:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. We got some heavy backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. It's actually going to push you back to Navy Boulevard, so it's gotten pretty rough at this time. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is still giving us trouble as well. It's going to back you up onto I-110 North. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Jake, how's the weather, man?
88 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour, humidity at 59%, steadily climbing there on the humidity. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79. Headed into the weekend, we've got 30 to 40% chance of showers. And starting off the work week next week on Monday, we've got 95 for a high, 76 for a low, with a 20% chance of showers.
All righty, getting into some wacky and weird stories here. A Massachusetts boys ice cream stand has been shut down after complaints were filed. The 12-year-old boy said he started the ice cream stand to make some money this summer. The boy's family decided that some of the proceeds would go toward the boy's brother's hockey club, the Boston Bear Cubs. Well, the ice cream stand was shut down after the Norwood Health Department said someone reported them, but it's unclear for what.
Man.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's tough for a player, man. I'm telling you. You can't even get a
cutthroat business,
get an ice cream stand going, man. The haters, they bring you down.
Yeah, Baskin-Robbins filed the complaint.
I'm pulling for you, 12-year-old Massachusetts boy. That shall go unnamed.
That's crazy, man.
A video of a bear in a California classroom is going viral. It shows the animal wandering around empty desks after eating earthquake kits made for students.
Wow.
It reminds me of that Adam Sandler movie. Turns out they were full of granola bars. This all went down last week at a Kern County charter school in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The teacher says she left to make copies and returned to find the bear trying to get out. She called for help, and the bear was safely removed.
So she leaves, comes back to find the bear, and she finds him trying to get out. Yeah, that sounds premeditated on the grizzly's part. All righty, some good news here for you very quickly. Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine are opening a high school in a cash-strapped California district that is being forced to close campuses. The rap music mogul and the famed record producer are teaming up to open the Iovine and Young Center in the city of Inglewood. Dre and Iovine say that the school's interdisciplinary curriculum will train students to be innovative and entrepreneurial young leaders. A lot of big words here. They add that they will be investing in state-of-the-art technology for the new school that will be open next summer on the campus of Crozier Middle School, which is scheduled to close at about the same time.
They better have a good music program. That's all I got to say.
I would hope so.
The bar is pretty high.
Well, because that's the thing. I mean, you hear about athletes trying to teach sports to kids and get them involved in that, and you hear about musicians trying to do the same with music. So I'm sure Dr. Dre, I'm sure he'll make that happen. Just about 5 o'clock here. That's the end of Hour 1. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour 2 starts after the WEAR Top of Hour News coming up.